Hey guys, Warren here. Crowdfunding is the film industry's version of standing on the digital street corner with a tip jar. Now, sometimes it works, but most of the time it doesn't. And either way, oh man, it's exhausting. Meanwhile, there are filmmakers funding projects through methods that also build audiences. Filmmakers default to crowdfunding because it's often the only available option considered outside of self-funding. But only if you are very fortunate, you may be able to raise $5,000 through crowdfunding websites. Now, that ain't going to fund your $150,000 bare bones feature. Shoot, that's not even going to cover the crafty department for more than a couple days if you're lucky. But fear not, there are other ways to raise money that also double as marketing. Now, none of these ideas will fund an entire feature on their own. Well, maybe one or two, but it's a start. The following suggestions I have actually done to either fund my own projects or for others. So all of these are tested and they work. I'm going to start off with the easiest one, in my opinion, which is to turn your screenplay into a digital book or an audiobook. This is one of the lowest barrier opportunities. Your screenplay is already intellectual property. Converting into a digital book or audiobook creates a revenue-generating asset. Now, the typical cost here, you're looking at a formatting software service that's going to be anywhere from $0 to $150. A cover design, you can either do it yourself or like on Fiverr for anywhere from $20 to $100. And then the audiobook DIY is essentially free. If you self-record, like I'm doing right now on this this article right now, that doesn't cost anything. So your labor requirements are also very low. This is largely a solo project. You're repurposing existing work rather than creating something from scratch. So how does this work for marketing? Well, you're already raising money and building an audience. Readers become emotionally invested in the story before you even start to fund your film. And because they've already paid for either the audiobook or the book that you have made available. So now you have something to promote, discuss, and share. So yes, I love making a book first. The next one is kind of gross, but yes, it actually works. Plasma donation fundraisers. Yes, I'm not kidding. Is it unconventional? Absolutely. But if you're working on a horror film or a medical drama, you already have a thematically aligned story. So organizing willing cast and crew to donate plasma can generate funds where pooled together. Now, the typical costs here are really low. Financial investment, $0. So it doesn't cost anything to get in. The biggest trick here is going to be coordination. And that's just still minimal effort here. Your labor requirements are low. This is logistics and communication, not production work. Now, why this works for marketing is because it's memorable and it's funky fresh, okay? Help us fund your horror film, literally with our blood, you know? People remember unusual stories. And bleeding for your art is pretty darn memorable. Next one is kind of old school, but it really does work well. It's bake sales. Now, I know it sounds simple, which is why it works. If your film touches on romance, comedy, family themes, or food, a bake sale becomes both a fundraiser and an engagement tool. Now, the typical costs are going to be anywhere from $50 to $150, and then you're going to have some table signage, which is often free or borrowed. And then your labor requirements are kind of moderate. It requires somebody with some baking skills, and like an oven, and some coordination, someone to run the table. Now, why this works as marketing is because people don't feel like they're donating. They're buying something tangible. There's something they're going to use. Or you could partner with an event vendor. This one's been really successful. Instead of asking people for money, plug into something that already exists that has money flow environments. So an example. Partner with a vendor who has like a photo booth company. They provide the equipment and setup. You provide booking and labor. You could typically make $300 in 3 hours when you partner. So that's pretty darn good money. Now, this is very much taking the model of like what the Girl Scouts do here, where they get a product at one price and they're able to mark it up and they're able to make a lot of money in fundraising. Same idea, but it's as an event. Okay, so your typical cost here is $0. It doesn't cost you anything to get invested, but your time investment is going to be moderate. You also have some labor requirements here. Now, the event coordinator is going to set up and tear down the photo booth, but you're going to have to be the one that finds the events and is actually running the equipment during the event. There's going to probably be a short little training that the vendor will do with you. But then you're there for the event, and then when the event's over, you get the money from the the vendor partner that you worked with, and you made money really quickly on the same day. It's awesome. Now, why this works as marketing is because you're meeting real people at the live events, which allows you to have like a concept poster up and tell people about the film and while you're providing the service to their event. So it's a double win. You're getting in front of an audience, you're able to promote what you're doing, and you're making money. So win, win, win. Or you could host a friendraiser event, not to be confused with a fundraiser. The purpose here isn't selling tickets, it's to gather people who want to support indie filmmaking. Now, the typical cost on this is something like light food and drinks. It's going to be like about $100. The presentation materials are often free, but there's some low to moderate labor requirements here because you have to plan it and you have to have a short presentation. Now, why this works as marketing is you're gathering investors, collaborators, advocates, and evangelists. Now, rather than using a crowdfunding platform that takes the bulk of the money that you raised, you get to keep 100% and nurture the relationships for the next movie. So you're able to expand not only this group of people who are interested in what you're making today, but to what you'll be able to make 10 years from now as well. So very, very powerful, powerful event. Next is host themed screening nights. So here you're going to curate a small event built around your genre. So like a horror night screened at a friend's movie, screened at a friend's movie in a cabin in the woods, for example, or a sci-fi night where you do an outdoor screening at the Bonneville Salt Flats. Get creative. The more creative the location, the more packed the events get. Just be careful of things like power and bathrooms because those are vital whenever you're doing an event. Now, the costs here are variable depending on where you're going. If you went off to BLM land and you got permission to do it there, usually it's more a forgiveness than permission in that situation, but it's cheaper than say if you're going to go to Wadley Farms and need to rent out the entire space. Then you also have licensing considerations. If you have a friend that's going to give you their film for free to support you, well, then there's no licensing fee. But if you're going to show a commercial movie, there is a licensing fee. So keep that in mind when you're planning this kind of event. Also, there is a moderate amount of event planning that takes place here. So somebody is going to have to be in charge of that. Now, why this works as marketing is you're associating your future film with an experience. And this builds on brand memory. And so people will remember going off and doing the event. They will then think of your film as you announce it. Next, try sponsor micro experiences. And I have a bunch of these here. A micro experience is simply a small, memorable, physical interaction tied to your film's concept. So think of it as creating a tiny piece for your movie that people can step into. Now, these work because they create curiosity, social sharing, and emotional attachment, which, you know, giving sponsors something visible and engaging, there's something practical there. And they are genre-driven examples. So A24 does these great. So they did a campaign for Bring Her Back, which invited bloggers to a home filled with creepy characters, directed them through the house, and leaving them with a viral press kit at the exit. It was super effective. It got a lot of press, and it really did not cost a lot to do. So first idea is the horror film. This is the 30-second scare booth. So you're going to set up a blacked-out tent in a room. One person enters at a time. Inside, there's lighting, sound design, and a single scare moment inspired by your film. Now, the cost on something like this is going to range between $75 and $200, depending on how much production design you're going to put into this. And then you have like a Bluetooth speaker with some sound cues, and that's often something that's already owned. Now, the labor needs are going to be anywhere from 2 to 3 people on something like to manage the flow. And you'll want to do this with a pre-existing event. It's hard to just do a pop-up thing out of nowhere and expect people to show up. Now, there is some fundraising and sponsorship angles you could go here. You could say charging a small fee or let a sponsor brand the booth. And, you know, this is presented by. So those are also options on how you could raise money on that. The other part is a rom-com confession camera. This one's fun. This is a single camera setup where attendees record funny or heartfelt dating confessions, bad date stories, or relationship advice. So the costs are really, really low on this one. It's a camera and a tripod. Most people own this. And some sort of just generic backdrop and a sign. So that's going to be around $30 to $80. You're going to need about 1 to 2 people to help run this event. And this is all from a donation model. The marketing value here, though, it becomes a content engine. Now that you have a endless shareable social clips leading up to your film. So if you have a really awkward story and that's what your theme is for your rom-com, then you've got all these videos of real people that are sharing authentic stories that you can now use as part of your marketing campaign. Lots of fun. If you have a sci-fi film, try the Future Message Station. So this is kind of on the same thing as a rom-com, but visitors record a video message to their future selves or write predictions about the world in 10 years. This is done at a STEM event or a similar event that focuses on future technology. So you already have a lot of people already there, so you don't even have to get the people there. You just have to get them to participate. So participants purchase an item that ties back to your movie, such as a duplicate prop that's going to show up several times in your film. So the cost is very, very low here. It's going to be whatever this prop is that you need to make. Maybe partner up with somebody who has a 3D printer, which is me. Hi, how you doing? And then labor needs are very, very low. This could be run with one person. Now, as a fundraiser, they're purchasing the movie item. But as the marketing value, this is going to be conceptually aligned with the sci-fi themes at the times. With either time, destiny, or technology, anything that's going to happen with STEM is going to be a good tie-in here. And also, it's extremely easy social media tie-in. If crowdfunding works for you, you know, that's going to be fantastic, though. I want to be clear. These are just suggestions. If you want to go back to the whole crowdfunding going on to, you know, pick your crowdfunding platform, that's fine. But these are some options for people who don't want to feel like digital panhandlers. You know, for most filmmakers, it just sucks the energy out of you and makes this whole process of trying to raise money, well, it sucks. I mean, there's no other way to say it. It just sucks. And when these are with these actionable things that you can be doing, you no longer have a reason to keep delaying the funding on your film. These are things you can start doing now. Well, guys, I really look forward to seeing your film at Utah International Film Festival when it's all done. And if you found this helpful, please share it with a friend or sign up for our newsletter. But again, ultimately, I want to see you at the film festival in January. So keep creating, my friends, and I look forward to meeting you guys on the next one.